A peace monument in the San Francisco suburb of Lafayette has prompted some angry words. It consists of 400 white crosses and a sign that reads, "In memory of the 2,867 U.S. troops killed in Iraq." The monument is within view of a major highway and a train stop, and as NPR's John McChesney reports, it has struck a nerve with some commuters.
When you get off the Bay Area Rapid Transit train in Lafayette, you can't help but see the white crosses marching up a pine-crested hillside not far away. From here, it almost looks like a military cemetery, the kind you can see in Arlington, Virginia, only much smaller. Suburban Lafayette is only a tunnel away from Berkeley, where a memorial like this wouldn't raise an eyebrow. But people on the train platform here express a range of reactions, some of them angry. Frank McCormick is just hopping on a train.
I kind of wish they had put the number of people who were killed on 9/11 up there, too. And all the people who were killed by Saddam Hussein's regime. If they had that up there, too, it might be a more balanced presentation. Obviously, these folks have an axe to grind, and it's a one-way axe.
Wesley Gibson is on the other side of the tracks.
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think people need to be reminded of that, and I think that's a very dramatic way of doing it.
Up on top of the ridge where the crosses are arrayed, Jeff Heaton, a contractor and anti-war activist, says he first put up just 15 crosses 3 years ago. They were promptly torn down during the night.
I felt devastated when the crosses were torn down. I just felt like there was so much angry resistance to the idea of having a memorial in Lafayette that I sort of gave up on it for a while.
But 2 weeks ago, after the election, Heaton and volunteers started putting up crosses again. While many people honk their approval as they drive by, deep anger about the memorial can still erupt from the street.
A woman who claimed to be a sergeant in the Marines kicked the sign down the other day, and a photographer just for the newspaper happened to be going by right at that moment and took her picture. And, you know, my feeling is that I'm almost glad that she came out and kicked the sign down. She expressed her emotion. She wasn't hurting anybody.
Heaton says he thinks the anger is still out there because some people have discovered that the sacrifices by the U.S. military may have been in vain.
I think those people who are opposed to the memorial seem to be very angry for that reason. When I tried to really get into a discussion with them and say, well, give me more particulars, why are you upset, they don't seem to be interested in doing that. They just really want to express raw anger.
The hillside belongs to Louise Clark and her husband, a World War II vet, who gave permission to put up the crosses. Surprisingly, she supported going to war to remove Saddam Hussein. She says the troops died for a good cause. But now, she says, mission accomplished. Time to get out.
I feel that we should be proud of ourselves for having done that and allow them to thank us, and we can pat ourselves on the back and go home.
Clark's hillside is big, and she says they will continue to put up crosses until they've reached the total of U.S. troops killed in Iraq, as it approaches 3,000, no matter what the outcome on the sign size controversy. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.